And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Mark Berg from Revive Ohio, and he's here to share with us on the Morning Munch. Mark, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Thank you so much, and we're excited to hear from you, excited to hear about Revive Ohio. But before we do that, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Yeah, and this morning we want to look at God's Word in John chapter 4. And for many of us, you know, it is intimidating to think about how to share the gospel or how to share our faith with someone. And the Bible helps us let the Word of God clearly speak for itself. But how do we even do this or start the process of being a friend with someone and share the gospel as our focus? Well, Jesus is the perfect model for us. He gives us confidence and structure to know how to even take that first step. And we at Revive Ohio, we teach and use the method love, listen, discern, and respond, because this is Jesus' approach. And so we're going to start this morning looking at John chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went away into Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. Well, we're going to stop right there, verse 4, and we're going to stop for a minute, and we're going to look at Jews, especially the highly religious ones, would have never traveled through Samaria. They would have avoided Samaria people at all costs, even though this route to Galilee was easier. Their worship and practices were imperfect to the Jewish people. Thus, they were despised and looked down upon. The Jews and Samaritans had a long history of conflict and fighting. The Samaritans were a racially mixed society who had adopted Yahweh as their only God, but they varied from the Jews in the scriptures and worshiped at the temple on Mount Gerizim instead of Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And at one time, the Jews even attacked and burned down their temple. So the first thing that we want to look at today is love. So why did Jesus, being a Jew, modeling this for all of us, right, especially for his disciples, why did he need to go over to Samaria when Jews didn't even go that way ever? So here's the first key, love. Love must be why we go out of the way in the name of Jesus in the first place. We must go out of our way in order to reach people. Well, first thing we recognize here is that the Holy Spirit prompted Jesus to go through Samaria. This was God's desire for Jesus to go through Samaria, and we cannot ask the lost to go out of their way to find Jesus. However, we must be the ones to do that exactly. And the truth is this, people need a word, a touch, or the truth from the Lord. And people are often astounded and feel loved when they hear a stranger say, hey, how can I pray for you today? Jesus loves them so much, and he would send us out of our way just to have an encounter with them, just like the woman at the well experienced. That is the first part that I'd like to share with you today. We must start with love.
That's a good word for us, Mark. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for all of those hearing this word, God, this morning. And I just want, God, people to be challenged. And God, here's the challenge. What does love look like today? God, in this minute of social distancing and being shelter in place, God, but what does love look like? And how can I show the love of Christ to someone during this time of uncertainty? Lord, I just pray that you would help us to see and hear what your Spirit is saying to us today, God, and challenge us and show us the opportunities, God, that even today that you're giving us to share your love with those that are hurting, broken, lost, and just without hope. And Father, I pray this right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark Berg joining us from Revive Ohio, sharing here on the Word on the Morning Munch. And Mark, tell us about Revive Ohio.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Revive Ohio, we are a ministry that is set out, and our mission is to equip the saints, the church, the body of Christ, to equip them to share the gospel and make disciples. That is the Great Commission, of course, and this is what we set forth to do. And I think really the main reason that people do not walk out the Great Commission today is simply because they're not really sure how. And so God has called us to come alongside the church, come alongside people, Christians, and say, listen, let me give you some practical tips. Let me give you some real life examples of how we can share the gospel and make disciples in our everyday lives. And this is how we go about this, through this love, listen, discern, and respond model that we've come up, and we've just borrowed it from Jesus, actually.
Well, all the best stuff we borrow from him anyway.
Right.
So if folks want to find out more about Revive Ohio, how can they do so?
Yep. So you can go to our website, which is reviveoh.com, and just check it out there. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved. And of course, we come by invitation only. So come and check out the website. Come and see what we've done. And in the past 3.5 years, we have been now to 15 different counties, equipping the saints and making disciples. But again, reviveoh.com is where you can begin to check us out at.
All right. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tommy. Appreciate it.